This is a meditational experience that I'm going to walk you through. And the whole idea is to try to see the things that I'm describing as best you can, but also to try to feel what it would feel like if it were happening to you right now, these things that I'm going to describe. Okay? So what we'll do is we'll begin by closing your eyes. And then take a few slow, deep breaths, focusing your attention on your heart. So just as we breathe in and breathe out slowly and gently, releasing any cares, any stress. If there is any tension in your body, just relax and let it go. And then in this space of being a little bit more calm, a little more relaxed, think of something that you're really thankful for, something you feel gratitude about. Once you're fully relaxed, we're going to begin to travel forward in time. I want you to imagine yourself sitting near a big stage in some sort of arena. It could be a school auditorium, or a civic center, or the Super Bowl stadium. It doesn't really matter. It's whatever you see or sense. And this location, this arena, is filled to capacity with people who are very excited and thrilled to be there, including you. The MC takes the stage in his tuxedo as the crowd all cheers and claps. And the next thing you know, you hear the MC calling your name over the microphone. You are being asked to come up on stage to accept your Life Achievement Award. You are stunned because you had no idea that this entire event and all these people are here to celebrate you and the contribution you've made in the world. As you make your way to the stage and climb the stairs, you hear him say that every single person in attendance is someone whose life you have touched in a positive way. It brings joy to your heart, and possibly even tears to your eyes. I want you to take a moment and look around. See the faces, the gratitude and joy that you have made such a difference in so many people's lives. Feel what it feels like to be on that stage. Soak it in. Bask in the radiance of that appreciation and acknowledgement. And now you go over to the MC and you accept your award and you take your bow. As you begin to head back to your seat, let us move back in time, closer to now, and we'll stop for a moment. Take a moment to discover the one skill, divine talent, God's gift, if you will, that you possess, that if you fine-tuned it and expressed it, you would impact this many people in such a positive way. Regardless of the past, the trauma you've endured, what others think of you, the failures you've experienced, you have a unique skill or talent that, when fine-tuned and expressed, is a blessing to all those around you because you were born to be magnificent. Now, I want you to come back to this moment right now and discover what it is that's stopping you. You already have this gift and this talent and this skill. So what is this giant boulder standing in the way of you getting up on that stage to accept that reward in the future? What is keeping you from touching that many lives in a positive way? Whatever you see or hear or sense is absolutely perfect. Whatever is in the way right now is your greatest teacher. Your job is to go beyond that and become the person you saw yourself becoming on that stage. Remember what it feels like to be on that stage and have that many people whose lives you've impacted being in appreciation. And let that give you enough courage to move forward, give you confidence, and give you, when you have fear, to step beyond it, knowing all those people are waiting for you and your skill and your talent to touch their lives. And so now, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Move your head around a little bit. Be right here, right now, feeling truly magnificent.